car fixed. I would have got on in home. We had three children with us. My daughter was, she was about 16, 17, because she was already courting this preacher then, so she might have been. And she's just having a fit to get home.
I bet you was.
Yeah, we got in here about 2 o'clock one morning. She called him up, and when I got up the next morning to fix breakfast, they were still on the telephone. I guess it's a good thing anybody didn't need the phone that time of the morning. They were really crazy about each other. They still are. She's about 40 years old. But they're two married people that I know that they never... Whatever one, I mean, they stick together on everything. She just agreed with him about anything he would with her. He'd take up for her and she takes up for him.
I guess that's kind of unusual.
It's kind of unusual. Most of them have a few crosswords. Our oldest son, his wife had quite a bit of trouble trying to get along together. In fact, that's what put him in the Air Force. They separated and she wouldn't go back to him, so he just... He married when he was 19, so he just jumped up and joined the Air Force. That was during a Korean conflict, you know. But he was lucky he could never go there. They sent him to Germany. Went to Puerto Rico, and then, of course, she went back to him when she found out he was fixing to go in the Air Force. And then she got to go with him to Puerto Rico, Denver, and a lot of different places.
Remember the house that you were raised in?
Oh, yes.
Tell me what it was like.
Yes, I can tell you what it was like. It was, they had, my daddy built the two rooms out of logs, and it was a hall in between it. They were large rooms. And that's all that they had when they first started off. And then, he, later on, he built a shed room. We call it, to each one of these log rooms. We call them side rooms, you know, built by lumber. Then later on, he built a kitchen and dining room, run off to a little L, had a little porch on it. I remember that. Rachel, we went over there trying to find it. Rachel was hunting bottles. That's his old sister, you know, the elevator. She was one of these bottle fiends, you know. And we went over there. We found the old house place because we found where the well was. But mind, it was trees this big around growing over where the house stood, you know. But we know that that was the house place. Otis and myself and Rachel and her husband, we walked over there. We drove as far as we could and then we walked the rest of the road. And Otis said that was where the well was. But we didn't find any bottles over there. Looking for bombs and she just figured it was some old thing.
A minute ago you mentioned having an outdoor toilet. Have you ever heard people call that anything besides an outdoor toilet?
I don't move behind.
You ever heard it called an outhouse?
I really don't believe I have. Now, I've heard you have, you know, other houses around on the place, and I've heard them called outhouses, you know, where you put store things, different things. And you used to have smoke houses, you know, where you smoke your meat.
Are these houses where you might store tools or wood or something like that? Do some people call those sheds?
Yeah, wood shed. It wouldn't have any sides on it, Jeremy.